Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you motherfucker. Okay. All right.
Brand name like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it, I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
What I'm talking about
is when you chop my dough down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%, and then you call it Blue Magic, that is trademark infringement. You understand what I'm saying?
It's your girl, D. Scott. I am here on this Tell the Truth Tuesday, September 8, 2015. I'm here eating my hot cheese popcorn and drinking my Pinot Noir. I've been drinking this shit for hours. It's Tell the Truth Tuesday. It's a constant fucking struggle. When I wake up, do I have the espresso or do I have the wine? Do I go running? Or do I have the wine? Which leads me into today's topic, which is the hypocrisy of Tell the Truth Tuesday. And I've seen a lot of people, especially since summer's coming to a close. I've been in a bikini all summer. I've been very blessed and fortunate to be at beaches and pools, my pool, you know, all summer. And in state, out of state, it was a good summer. We worked, we hustled. We vacation, you know, we lived. And I have issues with people that, you know, I see a couple of y'all on the social media. The child was big as hell before. And all of a sudden, now because you want this protein shake or this diet plan, you lose 60, 70 pounds, you think you kind of like a little bit of shit. And you're really fucking not. Let me be clear. No, there's a lot of you little girls in your 20s that look fucking terrible. Drugs, bad relationships, you let motherfuckers beat you up, take your money, you know, make you feel like $2 is your self-worth. I never had these fucking problems. So for me, I feel like I'm eating my hot cheese popcorn, just so y'all know, Sophista Ratchet tonight. You know, I feel like you don't get to lose 60 and 70 pounds in your 20s after abusing your body for minimum of 10 years and then tell another motherfucker what they should be doing and what they should fucking be eating, okay? Just because you saw the light, and a lot of y'all didn't even do it for yourself. A lot of you did it because you broke up in a relationship or you're trying to change your persona. Just fucking be you. You know, and so I get upset when I see these girls, men too, you ratchet motherfuckers, y'all will lose weight and then tell everybody what the fuck they need to be doing, but you still eating cheeseburgers and fries. Get the fuck out of here. You don't tell me nothing. You know what I mean? When you keep the weight off for 5 years, then you come back and talk to a healthy motherfucker like me and tell me what you did for 5 years to keep that weight off. Because until such time, your lifestyle didn't change, just your mentality did. Listen to what I said. Your mentality changed. Your lifestyle didn't change. First time somebody pissed you off, you're going to binge eat. First time you get your heart broken again, you're going to binge eat. See, for me, I share that I have shot up to 170 pounds now. I'm 5'6". I'm a runner. At my most healthy weight, I was, I think, 165. And I was 190 when I gave birth to my son, who was almost a 10-pound baby. But I lost 30 pounds as soon as I had him. Went down to 160, which is less than what I weigh now. But you would never know that I weigh 170 because I carry it all in my hips and butt. I mean, there's a little in my belly. I ain't ashamed to say. But again, I give zero fucks about it. So, I feel like, oh, my girl Jahari's listening in. Yay. Might have to extend the show so I can catch them up about what's going on. So, I feel like when some of y'all have this weight loss situation, that you guys feel like you know, king shit on Tart Mountain, and it doesn't work like that. Like, you're still the same raggedy motherfucker that you was before you lost the weight, before you gained the weight. It doesn't fucking matter. And I feel like, you know, you trying to tell somebody what the fuck they need to do, and you just now got your life. Like, don't tell me nothing. You know, and I see a lot of, especially women, be like, you know, I seen this one female. She was like, I saw somebody eat McDonald's and then some Krispy Kreme donuts, and I was so disgusted. Motherfucker, you wasn't disgusted 2 weeks ago when you ate that shit, or 2 months ago when you was eating that shit. Meanwhile, me, I don't count calories. Let me be clear. I eat whatever the fuck I want to eat. I do whatever the fuck I want to do, but I'm also the motherfucker that will get out in the street and run 10 miles, 5 miles, 9 miles just because it's Tuesday. You know, I don't have no problem strapping on some sneakers and going on a run. So, you know, there's that issue with what's appropriate and what's not appropriate, you know, because if I ask you to take your motherfucking clothes off and put a bathing suit on, you're not going to oblige me, right? Because you look like an uncircumcised penis with all that extra shit that you got going on with your belly. You can't lose 80 motherfucking pounds, mama, and then think that, you know what I mean? Your body wasn't made for that. Your body was never made to be that big. You stretched it to its limit. So don't be mad. And just like I said something a couple months ago where I said, you know, a lot of, you know, healthier women are saying, like, you know, you skinny bitches, but if we called you a bunch of fat bitches, y'all would be all up in arms. It would be a situation. We would have a problem. So mind your fucking words and mind what the fuck you say, especially to healthy people like me that, you know, yeah, I eat my tacos, yeah, I drink my wine, but at the same time, I can outrun you, your father, slavery, whatever the fuck you need me to outrun, I can outrun it. So now let me get into the ignorant shit that I've been watching lately. And I'm up for a critic's job with a couple of publications for some of the reality TV that I watch because of my commentary and things, you know, people have taken notice. And I started watching this show called WAGS, which is, you know, abbreviation for WAGS and Wives and Girlfriends, pretty much a professional athlete. So, of course, I found this show very interesting. Most of it's football. One girl is engaged to a hockey player. And it's funny because three of the girls on the show are Canadian, all black guys, with the exception of the hockey player. Now, what I found to be profound was that there was a girl, she's cute, you know, she's all right. She's been with this dude 11 years. They have a daughter. I'm going to tell you like this. You're not going to steal my youth from me. You're not going to steal my 20s while you figure out what the fuck you need to do. I'm not going to be with nobody 11 months and you haven't told me what the fuck you feel like we need to be doing. So she plans the wedding. He calls the wedding off. That would have been the day that the house got burnt down because you're not going to be with me for the motherfucking 11 years. Now, here's what's crazy. Her father, the girl's father, was a professional baseball player. The mother, you know, is white and was advising her, like, you know, this is what you need to be doing. Man, fuck that motherfucker. What's the obvious? The obvious is, who's the bitch? Who's the bitch? Who is the reason why you don't want to fucking get married right now? We've been together 11 years. He's talking about, I just don't want to rush it. 11 years, motherfucker, I've given you a decade. I've given you a third of my life. I don't have time for this. Then you have this other chick. It just goes to show you can be the baddest bitch walking planet Earth, but if your self-worth and your self-esteem is fucked up, it don't matter. So she's dating this dude from Tampa. And these aren't, like, major players. They, you know, a couple million contract, but nothing, you know, no 100 million type cats. This girl, she dropped dead gorgeous. She models for, like, you know, different magazines. She's a real model. She's not a supermodel, but she's a model. You know, we can pull her portfolio and see some work. This little girl was so goddamn jealous. They went to Vegas. She was like, if you're going to the bathroom, I'm going too. If you're doing this, I'm doing that too. And what these girls don't understand is that's so fucking exhausting. Like, I don't have time to be worried about you going to the bathroom, fucking some other girl, and coming back. Because dudes be dirty dick like that. Let me be clear. They do. And he's a nice-looking cat. I mean, if I seen him walking down Highland Avenue, I might holler, but, like, without a haircut, he's a six. No, it's not that serious, but she's dropped that gorgeous. So, long story short, she had a pregnancy scare. How the fuck do you have a pregnancy scare? You are over the age of 21. You know to either be on a pill. Like, don't try to get the dude like that. Like, that's not going to keep anybody, you know? So, and I used to live in Tampa, so I know these cats. So, she surprises him. This is just goes to show you that dudes like crazy, crazy females. She was like, I feel bad. Well, and let's be clear. You wouldn't be jealous if he had not already displayed some type of fuckery behavior that you had to be concerned with. You know what I mean? Like, because, you know, ignorance is bliss. Like, if a motherfucker wanted to show out on me, like, I already know you're ignorant as fuck, so I'm going to be on it. You know, so he's done something before. Let's be clear. They've been together for 3 years. So she goes, surprises him in Tampa. This is Wags. It's on, I think it's on E! Entertainment. She surprises him. He was really excited about it. And I think for men, it's the fact of, you know what? She loved me. She wouldn't have bust my head over if she didn't love me. She tore up my car. She really cared about me. Because she wouldn't have did that if she really didn't care about me. Y'all attribute us beating you the fuck up. But she cares about me. She ride or die. Don't be the ride or die and die. You know what I mean? Because some of us out there will burn your motherfucking house down with you and the dog in it. I don't give a fuck. You piss me off. You know what I mean? So they getting it together. Then you have another situation where, you know, and this is the worst. And I hate, I'm going to just go ahead and say it. Fuck it. So white girl, she's real cute, though. She's blue eyes, dark hair. They're Canadian, her and her cousin, Olivia. And the one girl dates some football player again. I don't know who he is. But when I say she treat this motherfucker like the scum beneath her feet and he's, like, in love with her, like, it makes me feel like going back to being mean to motherfuckers. Like, she had a party for her Instagram hitting 1 million followers. Because my thing is this, if it didn't make me $1 million, I don't give a fuck about 1 million followers. I be getting 10 and 12 likes on some of my pictures, but I bet you them 10 or 12 people, half of them bought some of my shit, so I'm good. But, so, she was deleting pictures of her dude off her page, and he was really upset about it. Black man, okay. He was upset, and he was like, you know, she was like, look, when I post a picture of you, I lose thousands of followers. And she does makeup, like all that contouring to make yourself look like somebody fucking else. She gets Botox and lip injections, you know. Typical. So, and she don't know how to act. She's not a fiance. She's just a girlfriend. But he in love with her. On that Too Short shit, he in love with her. So, he goes, well, that really hurts me that you deleted my picture and I got pictures of you all over my page. Rule number one, don't be repping these motherfuckers that ain't repping you. Fuck out of here. I post a picture of a dude. It's because, A, that's what I felt like doing because it was Tuesday. And B, probably because I just can't. Like, what man is going to tell me, like, no, you can't post that picture. What the fuck are you going to do? Nothing. Nobody. Ain't nobody going to tell me nothing. So she took the pictures off. Dude goes that night and buys her this $4,980, and I know it's that much because y'all know I be down with fashion, Yves Saint Laurent snakeskin bag. And was like, babe, I know you like black, or I know you like silver and black, so I bought you this. Okay, so let me get this straight. All I got to do is diss the fuck out of you and you're going to be in love with me? I could do that. You know, I had to tell my people when I was in Texas, I was like, you know, maybe part of the reason that I was so mad at you was because you let this broad, you know, come to town, play the fuck out of you in front of this dude. She got a situation. And you still think she's attractive. You think she's the bee's knees. You're what? That's not what I said. That is what the fuck you said. So I figured if she can still do it and remain your friend on Instagram and on social media and y'all still cool and you ain't cut this embarrassing motherfucker off, that maybe I should be able to do the same shit, you know? Because don't nobody trump Denise. So at the end of the day, what you allow, if you allow her to do it, I'm going to do it too. Shit, I'm going to be a dirty motherfucker too. I'm going to disrespect you like she did, too, because clearly you like it, you know. And he's like, no, that's not what it is. And let me tell you something about men. Y'all be so stupid sometimes that you think that it's about the girl. The girl don't give a fuck about you. She just wants, she don't want the other bitches to have you. And it's nothing to do with the fact that she wants you. Let me reiterate that, like, you're not shit. Like, if she thought you was this shit, she would have been with you months ago. She didn't think that. And then the other thing I be having to let these motherfuckers know is, y'all motherfuckers all be in situations. Y'all bitches better be nice to me. I will call your husband, your wife, your fiance, your baby mama, all y'all motherfuckers. And I dare y'all motherfuckers to say any motherfucking thing to me because I'm fucking batshit crazy. Dead ass. Like, I wish you motherfuckers would say something to me. I will show up right at your motherfucking emergency room and be right in the lobby and break my old finger just for you to treat me. I'm sorry, my own toe. Just for you to treat me so that you could tell me to my face what the fuck you had to say. You know, and sometimes you got to let motherfuckers know. Like, bitch, I will show up at your house with a purge mask on and a machete. I'm not playing with you motherfuckers. Y'all motherfuckers be out here embarrassing the shit out of yourselves. And I don't think that a lot of men... There's a lot of low-down, dirty-ass bitches out there, and I think that a lot of men take for granted the chick that's at home, that's cooking, that's not, you know, out in the streets like that, and that doesn't cheat. Now, one thing about my dude that I deal with, that I claim on Tuesdays and Thursdays, is he knew, I know that if she come down here, she's not going to fuck around with a bunch of dudes on me. She wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not who I am. So, but he knew that he only had one time. Because the second time, he might not have been so lucky. So, of course, motherfucker occupied all my time. So I was unable to go out. Typical Negro shit. But at the end of the day, long as you entertaining these other motherfucking bitches, like, then that's what it is. I have to judge you by the company you keep. So you can't like her and like me at the same time. That's what I think a lot of bitches don't understand is that, you know, me and you are not in competition. We on two different levels. Doesn't matter who the bitch is. I don't give a fuck if it was Karrueche Tran. I don't give a fuck if it was Gabrielle Union. We on two different levels, okay? Everybody has a path. I stay in my motherfucking lane. I stay right over here, and if you want to come get me, you got to put the blinker on and then come over here. Now, we have my event season coming up. We have several trips coming up. You know, I'm making business decisions. Everything is phenomenal, and it's where it should be, but I'm in a much better space than what I was in, you know, 6 months ago or a year ago. So I'm grateful for every experience because I know I'm sure he's listening. I'm grateful for every experience that I have, but let's keep it G. If you allow that bitch to dog you out, I'm going to fucking do it too, but I'm going to do it better than she did because I don't got shit to lose. And I be having to let motherfuckers know, like, sometimes I be having to correct myself because I don't know who these people be fucking talking to or, like, what you saying, like, if you're a female, and I'm going to put this shit out there, and I'm going to be really honest about it, like, it's not in our DNA to cheat. It's really just not. Like, so if you can't cleave to a man and be bonded to a man and you feel, bitch, anything you don't want that motherfucker doing and you're doing it is cheating. So if you're talking to another dude, that's cheating. You're a fucking whore. If you texting another dude, you're cheating. You're a fucking whore. If you sending booty pictures to another dude, you're cheating. You're a fucking whore. Period. And I'm not even linked to nobody that I have to abide by anybody's motherfucking rules. Let me put that shit out there. As long as I pay my own bills and other people's, you can't tell me shit. King Kong ain't got shit on me, okay? And I know a gang of broads that's out here handling their business. But none of my girlfriends, not none of them from here, north, south, east, west, we not cheaters. We not with that whore shit. So you can sit there and put these fucking organic juices and berries in your hair all you want to. You could put a Just For Me in your fucking hair all you fucking want to. You're a fucking whore. Any bitch that will sit up there and cheat on her spouse or somebody she's engaged to or whatever dudes to, but especially a female, you's a fucking whore. So me and you, we don't have nothing in common. Don't ever put your name in the same sentence as me. I don't give a fuck. If you went to church every motherfucking Sunday, you's a fucking whore. If you sitting up there talking shit about your husband, about your significant other, about somebody else, you's a fucking whore. Because that information can and will be used against you in the court of fucking decision. That's what it is. So if I was people, I would leave me the fuck alone. Because, bitch, I'm not the one. And I'm just speaking relatively, you know, just relatively. Now, I'm sitting here drinking my Pinot Noir, getting ready for event season. I have to do some writing tonight. And it's funny because I go to, it's the bodega, but it's with my Habibis. So I go in there and I get, like, the hot cheese popcorn. I have my Pinot Noir. Then I have to get, like, Black and Milds or Cigarillos because the Cohibas are too expensive for me to smoke just while I'm working. And it's so fucking weird because it's, like, sophisticratchet.com. But it's what I have to do. And so Tell the Truth Tuesday, my truth is this. There's a lot of hypocrisy that goes on. We talk about men that are always cheaters. Bitches be cheating, too. Stone them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Just like I believe that a man deserves, you know, his rightful, you know, beat down if he's cheating or whatever, whatever. Because if you don't fuck them up, they don't, they're going to do it again. You have to put the fear of God in these motherfuckers and sometimes the fear of Jesus, too. You know what I mean? You can't let these motherfuckers think they could just go around and walk on you. If you choose to stay, that's your situation. But if you're single, you don't have to do that. When you're married, you kind of got to work shit out. But I would never, and I have never in the history of niggerdom, you know, said anything foul against my husband as far as our sex life, as far as anything to do with my son, you know, anything like that. That's just whore-like behavior. So whore begets whore. It is what it is. And I also feel like, you know, social media has turned these socially retarded men into these, like, fake pimps and simps where you feel like, you know, it used to be, you know, I'm only dealing with this one girl right here and I love her even though I'm in this situation over here. But now it's like, okay, I'm feeling her, but I'm still going to deal with my situation over here and then I'm going to talk to 10 other motherfuckers on the internet. No, because I will fucking kill every single one of them. That's why my people can't be on my motherfucking social media. And something else that tickled me the other day, I stalked one of my exes real quick and it's so funny. 2 years have gone by. He's never, you know, I haven't talked to him since we broke up because I don't play them type of games. And I see that he deleted the bitch that he cheated on me with. Now he added her back on. She didn't add him, but he cheated on a bitch that he cheated on me with another bitch that he told me don't worry about that he used to fuck with before he fucked with. Like, you see what I mean? You motherfuckers have patterns. You think we stupid? You think we don't pay attention to what the fuck your raggedy ass be doing? That's why you ain't got no fucking business. If you broke, you don't have no business dating. If you ain't got money for two bitches, you ain't got no business cheating. If you ain't gonna kick up no ass and suck no dick for two different niggas, you ain't got no business fucking cheating. And I say niggas as in N-E-G-U-S, kings, not niggas, as in N-A-N-N-I-G-G-A-S. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I just think that women get involved in shit that they would get their head motherfucking knocked off for if they was in my realm. You know what I'm saying? And everybody always looks at me like I'm the bad guy. She's the one. No, motherfucker, I ain't cheating on nobody. I'm motherfucking single. I do what the fuck I want to do. Go check these motherfuckers over here that's over here with fucking children and wives and fucking girlfriends and all this other shit claiming motherfuckers because I don't claim nobody. I do what the fuck I want to do. So everybody always looks at me because I'm the stronger in the situation, quote unquote. Check that hoe. Check that dude over there. Don't check me. You can't check me, boo. But long story short, I'm happy. You guys need to make sure that you listen to last week's show so I talk about what happened in Houston, the situation, you know, all that other shit. Make sure you listen to that. And I'm going to leave this show with one of my favorite songs right now by one of my favorite people in the world next to my son, Drake, Hotline Bling. You used to call me on your cell phone.
You used to call me on my. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before.
call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you you and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. These days all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah, you should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,